From Commando.com, this is Commando On Demand, where we talk to the industry movers and shakers to keep you up to date on everything digital. We'll get started in a moment, but first, we'd like to recognize and thank our partners who help make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible. Close your eyes. Stop what you're doing. Let go of your worries. And come into the present moment without any judgment. Now breathe and relax. How do you feel? That's called mindfulness. Mindfulness was recently on the cover of at least three different magazines over the last few months, all of them claiming that mindful meditation is the key to happiness. And consumers are paying hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to go to mindfulness retreats. And I have to tell you, I'm not surprised. With all the tragedy and turmoil in the world today, people need peace and quiet. Seems like now more than ever. It's easy enough to get away from the noise in the world, but did you ever try to get away from the noise inside your head? It's not that easy. And talk about hard. Getting a good night's rest is hard to come by these days. So a lot of people are rough around the edges. Depression, anxiety, addictions, all sorts of mental complications are on the rise. We've become distracted. We've become worried, way too busy, and above all, unable to get to the root of the problem. And we all want desperately to heal. Well, I've got some great news. There's an app for that. Well, as a matter of fact, there are many apps. So listen up. Inner peace may very well be within your grasp. You don't have to escape to the Himalayan mountains or become a monk. Although one app developer did just that, and we're going to hear his story later. And you don't need to toss your cell phone into the garbage disposal. Nope, as a matter of fact, all you have to do is grab your phone and get ready for the latest meditation apps. We're talking about meditation, sleep, and therapy. They've all become valued commodities. Calming the Mind is now a marketing campaign, and these apps are all the rage. And guess what? Some of them actually work. I've been using them myself. Learning how to breathe, learning how to rest, learning how to calm my mind. And just like choosing a spiritual guide, mental health professional, or any person or anything that's going to impact your mind, choosing the right meditation app is really important. I'm going to help you make a smart decision about which one is best for you. And right here on the front, I'm not biased about this stuff. Nobody paid me to talk about certain products in this podcast. I'm not like some of those bloggers that write about the same products over and over simply because they're getting a kickback from companies. I actually do a lot of real research and draw my own conclusions. And when I started trying different meditation apps, I realized that there really is something to it. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. And in this Commando On Demand podcast, I'm going to review some apps to help you sleep better, relax, and who knows, maybe find some balance in your life. And speaking of balance, you want to get my podcast delivered to you automatically. You don't have to worry about anything. So just subscribe on Apple iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast player so that this way my podcasts are delivered to you automatically and you don't have to do a thing. In 1966, the Beatles told the world, "Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream." Young rock stars from Liverpool had discovered meditation, and they wanted to share it with their fans. Soon, beatniks all over the world were meditating. But actually, meditation has been around for eons. Religious, spiritual, tribal, ethnic, cultural, you name it. Most groups practice some form of meditation. It began as an elite spiritual practice, but since the general public got a hold of it, meditation has become a sort of self-help cure. Now, I don't want to burst your bubble, but meditation does not lead directly right straight to happiness. The masters will tell you that meditation helps you become more aware, which eventually leads to compassion for others and inner acceptance. Now, because of meditation's roots, a lot of meditation apps have a strong Buddhist philosophy attached to them. The apps I'm reviewing do not condone a spiritual practice one way or another. There may be a hint of it, but it's not super obvious. They're more for people like you and me who just want to take a few moments to calm our minds, sleep, heal, live in the moment, Or for Pete's sake, just chill for a while.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulder.
So let's start with meditation. And before we get started, a special thank you goes out to our partners in the podcast because they make this podcast possible. I'm talking about Quip, a brand new type of toothbrush you have to know about. All right, I know you've had parents and teachers and dentists telling you how to brush your teeth your whole life, and it seems like everybody has a different technique. One thing that they all can agree on is that you have to brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes. I've been telling my son Ian that for years. Ah, but not anymore. I have a Quip, and so does Ian. Quip is electric. It's small, it's light, it's sleek. There's a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you, are you ready for it? Yes, switch sides. You don't have to guess anymore. With Quip, new brush heads are automatically delivered, just like the dentists recommend, every 3 months for just $5. So you can just forget about it. Try Quip and see why it's backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals and me and my son Ian. We both love our Quip. Quip starts at just $25. That's it. Visit getquip.com/tech right now, and you're going to get a deal. You get your first refill pack for free with any Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free. Yes, absolutely free. Head over to getquip.com/tech. That's getquip.com/tech. Meditation is a broad word. It can mean anything from contemplation to complete surrendering of the self. A guided meditation is perfect if you don't really know how to meditate, or if you have a mind that goes on and on. It's just simply overactive. Okay, so up first is Headspace. It's the highest rated relaxation and meditation app in the country. The app gets a lot of press, so I did my best to avoid it. But you can't avoid Headspace, and the story is awesome. A 20-something guy by the name of Andy Puddicombe shocked everyone when he suddenly quit college and took off to the Himalayas to study meditation. He became a Tibetan Buddhist monk, taking a vow of celibacy and had very little contact with the outside world. After 10 years, he returned to public life. He joined the Moscow Circus, and he got a degree in circus arts. I'm not making this up. His goal was to teach meditation to as many people as possible. Now, I'm not sure why he joined the circus. That's probably another great story. But anyway, thanks to Andy and his business partner, Rich, millions of people in more than 190 countries are now meditating with Headspace. Andy was more than happy to share a little bit about it with us. So, Andy, a lot of people think that mindfulness and meditation are exactly the same thing, but they're not. How about you take a moment and clarify this for us?
They're really kind of different things. So mindfulness is the ability to be present, so undistracted and with an open mind. So if you think about the times in your life when you might experience that time where all the thoughts and distractions just kind of melted away and you felt fully kind of present in the moment. The challenge for most of us is that those moments are quite infrequent. So we need an environment in which we can learn the skill of mindfulness, and that's all meditation is. So you're becoming familiar with what it means to be mindful, undistracted, with an open mind.
Okay, that's a good start. Now, when I see pictures of people meditating, they're usually sitting. Is there a right way to sit?
I recommend to everybody, unless you have grown up sitting cross-legged on the floor and you're very comfortable with that, or unless you've done a lot of yoga or gymnastics, I don't know, whatever it is that allows you to sit cross-legged on the floor comfortably for a long period of time, there's really no need to do that when you're meditating. In fact, you're already learning a new skill, so maybe it's actually simplest, you know, just to sit on a chair. I always recommend you do it legs and arms uncrossed, and as much as possible, not using the back of the chair. So it's quite tempting, so we're naturally to sort of lean against the back of the chair. I find just a little cushion or a little towel underneath my backside just helps keep the hips in place. And then you don't have to put any effort into sitting upright. The back just naturally sits straight.
Let's say I have anxiety. I know a lot of people suffer from it. How will meditating get rid of anxiety or panic attacks or phobias? You know, those kinds of things.
So we don't have to do anything with the anxiety. The anxiety is not bad. The anxiety is just what it is. An anxious thought, an angry thought, a sad thought, a happy thought, they're just thoughts. And if we can allow them to kind of come and go, and not get too kind of caught up in them, then actually it feels quite free. So when we experience anxiety, as much as possible, rather than thinking about the anxiety, I think this is what happens more often than not. Anxiety arises and it's like, oh, I really don't like this anxiety. So if we can actually be present with the feeling of it, rest in the feeling, the physical sensation, rather than thinking about anxiety, then actually it sort of short circuits that loop. And we're present with the feeling, the physical feeling, the sensation in the body. And over time, then the mind kind of recognizes that, oh.
Headspace is available for both iOS and Android, and it does require a subscription. Next up, Relax and Sleep Well by Divinity Publishing. It was voted the number one lifestyle app in over 50 countries and recently placed first in Healthline's Best Insomnia Apps. But it also claims to be a healing tool. Some of its freebies include a 29-minute hypnotherapy session, and there's also a mindfulness meditation track to help you release anxiety. Let's just sit back and listen to a mix of all three.
Just breathe away any tension and relax more with every slow out-breath. And now every muscle in your chest and stomach is loose and relaxed and free of any tightness. And all the muscles in your back are relaxing too. And you just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marveling at the sense of inner peace and tranquility that sweeps over you.
Kim? Kim?
Yeah? What? My gosh, I'm so sorry. That was just way too relaxing. I started, like, drifting off here in the studio. Sorry about that. All right, all joking aside, I think one of the biggest obstacles to meditation is negative self-talk. That constant chatter in our heads that tells us we're not worthy of anything, tells us lies about other people. It destroys our self-confidence. I really hate it. Now, Relax and Sleep Well is the brainchild of Glenn Harold, and he grew up with parents who kind of, well, they cut him down all the time. Glenn, do you want to talk about your past just a little bit?
I had very dysfunctional relationships with my parents and the household that I grew up in general, because, you know, my parents were very unclear in themselves. They had a lot of dysfunction. You know, I had a lot of issues. You know, I got kicked out of school when I was 15. I was always in trouble with the police, you know, drugs, drink. It was really when I got older that I realized that I had to change myself from within for the world to change and respond differently to me.
But even now, even though you're one of the world's leading hypnotherapists, you still struggle with negative self-talk. Where does that come from?
Yeah, I think the negative talk is often based in fear. And I think, you know, for me, I had a lot of that when I was young because I was told that over and over again, repeatedly. And I worked a lot on getting over that. You know, that comes from within. You know, when you go inside yourself and you stop the mental chatter, you stop the negativity and the fear and the anxiety and the worry.
Glenn, I know you're big into helping people get over issues like eating disorders and phobias. And it's fascinating. In your interviews, you say that they stem from dysfunctional thoughts that cause us to believe lies about the world. I think that's true to a large degree. Can you speak a little bit more about that for us?
For me, I always had an awareness of my own dysfunction, even though I couldn't always stop it and the things that were driving me. I was always had a sense that I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't who I was supposed to be, but I just didn't know how to get out of it. But what I see in some people, you know, and even older people, they just think, oh, life's bad luck, or, you know, the reason they're overweight is just bad luck or bad health, or, you know, they don't realize that it's within their own power to change. You know, you have to really shine a light on yourself and look at, you know, your own patterns of behavior and the things that you're, you know, why are you struggling? Why are you, why is things not working? Why do people respond to you in a certain way that's not favorable? You know, what is it within you that's attracting that? And I think taking responsibility from the first in the first place is the key to change.
I don't know about you, but just knowing that my thoughts are somehow responsible for how I relate to the world, it's kind of a relief, because this means you can actually do something about it. Oh, and FYI, Divinity also has a children's bedtime meditation app. This can come in really handy if you're a parent. Now, granted, self-hypnosis isn't for everyone, so Glenn wanted to make sure I advised you. Before you try any hypnotherapy, make sure that you're really ready. Make sure that you actually want to make a change. Relax and sleep well. It's only available for iOS. Next up, Relaxed Melodies. Their tagline is bringing you wellness through the power of sounds. This app is really great if you're picky about audio. One of our co-producers uses Relaxed Melodies because she's a big-time audiophile and she likes to mix her own meditation music. So she chooses from tons of realistic sound effects and creates her own blend of sleep backgrounds. Let's listen to a few of the unique sounds in Relaxed Melodies. That's just a few of the cool sounds that they have. And if you want to sleep next to one of those old metal desktop fans, they even have a sound for that. They also have a meditation and custom yoga music app. So there's lots to choose from and lots of ways to explore your own creativity. I had a chance to speak with Aster Hale. She's the head of content for this app maker, Apnos. Aster, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Kim.
Who came up with the idea for Relaxed Melodies?
So Relaxed Melodies is actually the result of a project of two best friends, Phil and Simon, who are the founders of Hypnos and the creators of Relaxed Melodies. And basically Phil developed tinnitus after attending an Offspring concert. And so he couldn't sleep, he had insomnia, he was troubled with that ringing noise in his ear, and kept trying to find something to mask the sounds. And so being a software engineer and Simon being a computer science engineer, they both came up with Relaxed Melodies, which is a sound mixing app and has over 100 soothing sounds, ambiences, white noise that you can mix and layer to create your own sound mix before you go to sleep.
So speak a little about what goes into app development, especially the meditation aspect. You obviously care about sound and visuals. I'm sure everyone loves the moonlit sky and the shooting star.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of meditation, we started with a sound mixing app and everybody was using it for sleep. So we wanted to add more sleep content and we found that meditation was a good fit. And so you could find all kinds of different content from body scans to relaxation techniques, breathing techniques, and all of that is done to help you get into a very deep state of relaxation and ultimately sleep. So for instance, if you're feeling stressed, we have a path for stress relief. If you would like to start establishing a napping routine, well, you can go ahead and do that. If you've had a nightmare, there's a guided audio to help you fall asleep after having a nightmare. So there's really something for everyone. And what we stand out from in terms of meditation is that all of our content is really aimed for sleep.
I also noticed that you have an oriental meditation app. This is pretty cool because it lets you choose from some really out there world beats and make your own music, which a lot of folks like to do.
Right. So the oriental meditation app has been around for a few years. We actually just transformed it. We renamed it Relaxed Yoga Music. And that's as a result of a lot of users sharing with us that they were using it for their yoga practice.
Yoga practice. That's a pretty broad category. Yoga can be anything from stretching exercises to a full-on spiritual way of life. So what can someone expect when they download the app?
You'll find on there a lot of South Asian beats, as well as now a brand new guided audio for yoga practice. So Breath of Fire, Shavasana, things like that. And we're also looking to incorporate mantra practices, yogic meditation practices as well, and layering it with a yoga lesson, if you will.
Okay, that's great. Covers a lot of ground right there. So I noticed that Relaxed Melodies incorporates isochronic tones and binaural beats. This is all pretty unique. I remember when this technology first came out. Please explain what these are to our listeners.
So isochronic tones and binaural beats are both brainwaves, which we use to shift the frequency of our brain depending on the goal we're trying to achieve. The brainwaves are measured by what we call hertz. So the lower the number of hertz, the slower the brain activity or frequency of the activity. So say you're agitated before going to sleep, you're not able to fall asleep. Or again, if you want to enter a deep meditative state, but you're kind of feeling a little hyper, you can listen to specific type of brain waves and as a result shift the frequencies in your brain so that you can enter that desired state of mind. And basically the difference between an isochronic tone and a binaural beat is that the binaural beat requires earphones. The reason for that is that you have you won't notice it, but you'll have two different frequencies playing in each ear. And what happens is that your brain creates as a result a third frequency, which is the one normally you're aiming for when you're listening to it.
Does Ipnos have anything exciting coming up?
So there's 3D sound coming to Relax Melodies. So we'll be incorporating that, and that's going to change the entire experience in terms of listening, because you'll be able to have this 3D experience. And we also have a mindfulness meditation app called Relax Meditation. So a lot of stuff coming up for Ipnos in the next year.
Thanks, Esther.
Thank you so much, Kim, for having us. It's been an honor.
Some of the Ipnos apps are available on both platforms. Others just for iOS. Stay right where you are. We're going to take a deep dive into some more meditation apps right after this. Now, on the other side of the fence, there's a healing app called Pacifica. It's based on cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. CBT basically says that our thoughts, our actions, and interpretations affect how we feel. So Pacifica claims to help us learn to think about things and reframe our thoughts in a healthier way. The result being that we're going to change some of our bad habits. We're going to feel better. We're going to live the life that we want to live. So if you're suffering from anxiety, eating, or stress disorders, maybe you drink too much, maybe you're depressed, maybe you have some negative thoughts, the app is worth checking out. Now, here's a good story for you. Dr. Martin Fletcher is a fully licensed clinical psychologist at Renew Hope Counseling. He holds advanced degrees in clinical psychology and education. But his most difficult challenge was overcoming extreme depression. You know, that's the kind where you just can't get out of bed. That was him. He was finally able to crawl his way out of it through CBT and the Pacifica app. So, Dr. Martin, I've heard you say online that people who have never really been depressed don't fully understand it.
This is a tricky condition, right? Your judgment isn't at its best when you're getting sick, right? I was trying my best. I was doing what I thought I should do, but the enjoyment was gone in life. I think depression is probably, it's the worst of all illnesses, right? And here's why. Because it takes everything that's enjoyable about life away from you.
Wow, not something you can get a handle on overnight. So what exactly happened?
As the depression got worse, the world kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking till the point where it shrunk down to a bed. To get out of bed to do simple things like take a shower, brush teeth, it was as if I were trying to climb Mount Everest, because the stress and inflammation that happens in depression, it will take you down, right? And the more I fought it and resisted it, the more stressed out I got, the sicker my body got, sicker your mind, body, same thing. Okay, we're accepting that now.
There are different stages of depression, of course. Some people are in the throes of it, and some are seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. Can you speak about Pacifica and how it helps with certain stages of depression?
Maybe you're in the pre-contemplation stage. You know something's wrong, or you want to be different, you don't know what. Or maybe it's a contemplation stage. I'm thinking I need to get in shape. Or maybe you're in the action stage. Now, Pacifica is great for the action stage because that's where you design it, right? We start small, like maybe it's just going to be exercise, diet, and nutrition. And then it's a great tool for maintenance too. This is a free tool to get you organized. We suffer when our life feels disorganized. We like to have predictability and control. It makes us feel at peace and calm in our bodies. It's good for our health.
A lot of good advice from an expert who's been there. Pacifica is kind of like having a mental health professional right by your side 24/7. By tracking your appetite, your anxiety triggers, your thoughts, even addictions, Pacifica helps you recognize destructive patterns and maybe help you nip them in the bud before they take over. The guided meditations walk you through body scans, muscle relaxation, and visualizations. In terms of texting, it's pretty non-invasive and open-ended. So if you're a self-starter type that likes to figure things out on your own, Pacifica would be a great app for you to check out. It's available for both Android and iOS. Now, if you're into education, nonprofits, good causes, you might want to check out Smiling Mind. Smiling Mind is a no-nonsense meditation app that's being used by over 1 million students and 200 organizations worldwide, and the numbers don't lie. 68% of participants feel calmer after a session with Smiling Mind. Students and educators report that they're sleeping better, feeling better, and performing better. By no-nonsense, I mean it's just straight talk. There's no Asian music that makes you feel like you're in an opium den. There are no birds or crickets or rain. It's just a man with an Australian accent who takes you through some very powerful meditations. And despite its no-frills sound, it works. Millions of people use it, they're changed by it, and they just swear by it.
It is absolutely amazing. We have students who have quite challenging behaviours and they're able to stop and think and relax when they hear Smiling Mind. You just have to say Smiling Mind and they'll say, yes, let's do it.
Before I started using Smiling Mind, I used to get a bit worked up and a bit stressed and worried about my whatever I'm doing. Like, I had cross country the night before, I couldn't sleep, and I just turned on Smiling Mind and it made it all better.
I've been using Smiling Mind by, like, when I get anxious or worried about things, I can just use it to meditate and calm down and just focus on my breath.
I know this sounds like a commercial, but it's not. The results, especially among students, really are impressive. Now, you don't need to be an app genius to use Smiling Mind. You can use it on your desktop if you want. So, there's Smiling Mind for students, teachers, and people in the workplace. You can find their freebie samplers right on YouTube. What a nice sound. You're actually listening to the app Calm. And this is how Calm greets its users. What a welcome sound after a day of chaos. But you can choose crickets, crackling fire, or something that I find relaxing, their own blend of white noise. Calm comes with free meditations from 3 to 30 minutes. Or if you want to get specific, you can try their 7 Days of Calm, Loving Kindness, Forgiveness, or the Body Scan Sessions. Calm also gives you 4 free sleep stories, everything from science fiction to scenic landscapes to help you get some Z's. There's even an emergency calm feature when you're about to lose your cool. Here's another taste of Calm. All right, how about some music? This isn't ordinary music. Can you hear the hidden low tones in there? This is music from Fizz, the world's most advanced sleep and power nap system. Well, that's what they claim anyway. If you have trouble sleeping at night or suffer from stress during the day, Fizz may be the meditation and sleep app for you. Fizz uses something called psychoacoustic principles to help sleepless humans just conk out. And there is some science. They figured out what methods of internal and external learning works best, then created sequences of music and sounds based on those findings. They performed clinical sleep studies as far back as 2008 without using hypnosis or sedatives. In every study, the methods Fizz used came out on top. I asked one of our writers to download it and try it out. She's having some major sleep issues. She told me that the app put her to sleep just fine, but then kept interjecting loud flute sounds. Fortunately, you can control the volume, length, and sound mix to reduce the volume of the sounds that you actually find invasive. Fizz claims it will guide you into whatever type of sleep you need, including a power nap. That sounds good. I could use a power nap right now.
Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to tense the muscles of your body. Tense each and every part of your body and hold it for a moment.
has got to be the most relaxing podcast we've ever produced. I really hope you enjoyed it. So there you have it. Headspace, Relax and Sleep Well, Relax Melodies, Pacifica, Calm, Smiling Mind, and Fizz. These are just some of the more philosophical, neutral, and scientifically proven meditation, healing, and sleep apps on the market. But here's the catch. Something to keep in mind when shopping for mindfulness apps. A lot of these developers claim that their app will benefit your brain in some way. Some of them are notorious for making health claims with no real research to back them up. The companies will mention mindfulness studies, which have produced terrific results. But those results are in no way connected with the app itself. I mean, look what happened to the brain training game Lumosity. They were fined over $1 million for false advertising because they told consumers that their product would help improve cognitive performance on a daily basis and protect against cognitive decline. Ugh, they were using words like memory loss, dementia, Alzheimer's in their search engine ads, using scare tactics to sell their product. But they didn't have the science, they didn't have the research to support their ads. So they were fined. Lesson learned. So does that mean Lumosity is a bad product? Of course not. They just got caught fudging the numbers. The point I'm making is you have to go with what works for you. These apps are highly personal. What calms you down might drive me crazy. So science or no science, just go with what works. Speaking of developing healthy habits, the more you stay informed about the latest technology, the less fearful you'll be of it. Knowledge isn't only power, it's actually control. I'd like to thank Andy Podicombe, Aster Hale, and Hypnos, Glenn Harold, Marty Fletcher, and Ben Sound for being a part of our podcast. And a special thanks to Vicky Morgan for producing this very relaxing podcast. I love how each one of you are working overtime to help people relax, breathe, heal, and sleep. And as with anything medical related, you have to consult your doctor if you're having sleep issues, anxiety, or other concerns that might require some real attention. I'm Kim Komando, your digital goddess and now guru, inviting you to sleep and relax and breathe. I'm going to be listening to this music right now.